This should be played at high volume.
Victor's blocking his teammate. White flag this time. One to go. He's got to block two teammates to win, though. One and contact. He flies way up high and takes the white flag.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Pit Stop. I'm your host, Randy Pettit. We're talking grassroots racing across the Carolinas, and appreciate you listening in on live local radio, or if you found us in a podcast form. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to share our program and listen to it all you can on live local radio. Well, grassroots racing, that is the short tracks, the fun stuff. And of course, I am best known for my work at one of the most famous short tracks in the country, the famed Madhouse over in Winston-Salem. And I have got two stars from there on the program today. We have got the father and the son here with us, the Neal family representing on the Pit Stop. I have got Kevin Neal and his son, the real deal, Riley Neal, guests on our program today. And I'm going to start with the big news. Riley Neal will be in the Smart Modified Tour for 2023. And Riley, I was at Caraway Speedway watching some of those teams test recently. The engines are getting fired up. And March the 12th, just around the corner, you get to race pretty close to home at Caraway Speedway and the Smart Modified Tour. Are you getting excited, man?
Yeah, we're really excited. We went and tested the other day and showed some really good speed. So hopefully we can make a good showing and show some of us Bowman Gray guys can move up and get it done too.
I hear you, man. You know, they pigeonhole me as the one track wonder. And of course, that's really not fair because I've announced at 113 different racetracks across the country. And, you know, it's a great place to race, but you know, the bigger tracks give you more speed. Riley Neal, they give you more room to pass. And I guess having all that thunder of a Smart Tour Modified underneath you, that's probably a good thing, right?
It's really fun in one of them.
All right, we got Dad Kevin Neal with us tonight. And Kevin, you and I go back pretty good ways. You got your career started over at the Madhouse in the stadium stock four-cylinder division, won seven races in that division. And like a lot of those guys and gals, eventually you get the itch to move up, and you clawed your way up eventually to the sportsman division, where you won 12 races and probably the biggest feather in your cap over at the Madhouse. You were the 2018 Bowman Gray Stadium Sportsman Champion. And dude, I owe you an apology. I was not around to see that championship. I was off running a racetrack somewhere else, but I was watching you from afar, and it was really cool to see you climb all the way to the top of the mountain. Congratulations on that 2018 Sportsman Championship. Talk a little bit about that season, winning that title. That had to be a pretty big deal to you.
Well, first of all, I was kind of upset because I'd heard you announce my whole life, and I get over here and I get to the top of my ladder and you're not here. And, you know, no offense to nobody that's done any recording over there or microphoning or whatever. I was like, where's Randy at? Like, this is my prime moment. Where's Randy at? But I mean, I just shout out to you. You're such a great announcer, and you really get the crowd involved. You know your history, you know your facts. But that year was a phenomenal year for me and my whole team. We ended up winning five races. I think I led over 300 laps, the most laps led, won the championship. You know, to win a championship at Bowman Gray Stadium in the sportsman division, you need a lot of luck. And that year, I didn't really seem to have luck. We was pretty dominant. And I mean, I hate to be so rude with that, but we was really dominant. Like, couldn't nobody touch anything. And I had guys call me and leave me voicemails and said, hey, I don't know what you got going on with your car, but it's the best car I've ever seen go through the corner at Bowman Gray Stadium. And to hear that from some of the old timers that was doing that, man, you can't put a finger on that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. And I grew up as a little kid going to the Madhouse, and, you know, some of my heroes like Johnny Johnson and Philip Smith and Ralph Brinkley and Paul Radford and, you know, all those great names, the great Jimmy Johnson from Sportsman Division, when they come up to me and said, "Hey, man, you're a great announcer. You know, we love listening to you. You keep on rolling, man." That means a lot. And I'm sure it meant a lot to you to hear some of that stuff about the car and your driving over there from some of your heroes as well. And speaking of heroes, we've got a hero of a lot of these young people that are itching to get into a race car. Kevin Neal, your son, Riley, man, he just showed a real knack for racing at an early age. Riley, I was down at Ace Speedway, our friends down there in the greater Burlington area, a lot of great race fans down there. And I'll remember there was a lot of people kind of going, "I don't know." You were 12 years old and hopped in a limited late model car. And, you know, there's a lot of good teams and a lot of good drivers down there. And the real deal, Riley Neal, showed them that, you know, it was not over your head. You proved that you belonged. You acquitted yourself very well. Talk about that very first race, 12 years old at Ace Speedway. What did that feel like? Do you remember?
It was a really fun event for the first part of the weekend. But my great dad over here put me in a car with some broke ratchet springs. So I kind of made myself look stupid. And it made me look like I wasn't going to succeed. Because I spun out, I think, three times in the race. So, but after that, we definitely come out on top. We went on to finish fifth at Caraway and then was running fourth at the North-South Shootout. And we was doing really well until we got wrecked that season. And then the next season, we went out and I won my first race at Caraway. So, I feel like that was when we gave everybody a wake-up call that I'm here and I'm here to stay.
Yeah, and I have had the pleasure of working with the folks over at Ace Speedway. And, yeah, you did spin out a couple times, I remember. But now I know why. It was not the driver. It was the crew chief, right? You can blame it on the crew chief. Caraway Speedway, man, that is now my home track. And I've always really enjoyed that track, going as a fan and a photographer and a media guy. But it's been a real pleasure going down there, being a part of it. A lot of improvements being made at Caraway Speedway. They're going to take a little time, but they're working on some new grandstands. They're putting up a new spotter stand coming off of turn four, a new VIP area. Got some lights that have been put up. They're tinkering with the sound system. And yes, they're eventually going to repave Caraway Speedway. Mm-hmm. It's probably not going to happen for this race season, but Robbie Neal, that is a really cool track, and the Smart Tour Modifieds are coming there on Sunday afternoon, March the 12th, and we're hoping we got some more beautiful weather for that. I know a lot of your fans, both young and old, are going to be there. Are you getting kind of pumped up for that first modified race here close to home?
Definitely. I like to have all my fans there for sure. Hopefully we can put on a good showing for them. I plan on it, luck willing. I plan on going down there and being very good because I've had a lot of success at that track, and that's really one of my best tracks. So I feel like I may be able to mix it up with the big dogs, as I should say there. But
well, one of the big dogs was barking down there in practice, man, and you know, you're going to have some Bobby Labonte and some Ryan Newman, some cup drivers in the mix throughout the season. Of course, you can't talk about Smart Tour without mentioning the Myers brothers. Jason and Bird are always a threat to win pretty much everywhere they go. But now, as if that wasn't enough, the 11-time Bowman Gray Stadium champ, or is it 12 now? Tim Brown 12. Is going to be 12. Okay. All right. See, I wasn't there for those we're last Tim two races. So 12-time Bowman Gray Stadium champion, the Rocket Man, Tim Brown. From what he told me earlier today, he is planning to run all the Smart Tour, and he's hopping in the former ride of Bobby Labonte. He was down there testing that car. So Riley, just another one of those veterans that you're going to have to muscle with down there at Caraway.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Those guys are really great, and I have a lot of respect for them. But at the end of the day, they put their pants on the same way I do. So I think my crew gives me a great car every week. I think that my driving's up to par. I feel like we're going to give them a good run.
Well, Dad, he mentioned giving him a good car. One thing I was going to say about you, Is every race car I've ever seen you drive and get in always looks first class. Are you a little bit OCD about that race car, man? Your cars always look brand hammer new when you pull those things out on the track, man.
So my wife's laughing in the background because I am OCD, and I do this for this reason. I've lived my whole life for this moment, Randy. Like, I want somebody to notice it. Like, Kevin shows up with nice stuff. It's brand new. It looks great. Like, it's flashy. It's big. I mean, that's just always the way I've been. You know, we like to start the season with a good-looking race car. You know, if you can't be fast, at least look good. So when you look good and then you turn out fast, it's a win-win. And I just want to throw a shout-out in there. You was talking to Riley about Caraway and the track. Darren has done a really good job of that place, man. He is – trying to get things going in the right direction. He's building stuff, doing stuff, you know, painting stuff, getting restrooms right, cleaned up. Like, I mean, people from Caraway 10 years ago may not remember the same place it is now. Darren has done a really superb job at getting that place up to par, and we look forward to racing there a couple times this year.
Well, we appreciate that. There is a really good team there. Of course, Darren Hackett, the leading the charge there. He has Tina there in the operations area, and Tina does a great job. Myself and Randy Myers, part of that team. I've got another great colleague in the announcing booth, Alan Todd. So a lot of veteran racing folks there at Caraway Speedway. And we're just so excited to have the Smart Modified Tour coming on Sunday afternoon, March the 12th. And you know, for all the folks over at the Madhouse that have been going crazy for some modifieds, you don't have to wait to that third week in April, man. You can come on down to Caraway, and I promise you, you're going to see a great modified race. Wouldn't you agree, Kevin and Riley?
I agree 100%. I look for Riley to qualify in the top three. We got really good speed at Caraway. I can't wait to showcase everything there. That's going to be our track. Caraway is our track. And that's going to kind of lead the rest of our direction throughout the year through the tour. You know, we're going to build momentum off of that.
That sounds good, man. Folks, I'm Randy Pettit. You are listening to The Pit Stop. We're talking grassroots racing. Smart Modifieds coming to Caraway Speedway. And we're going to talk some more with our guests, Riley and Kevin Neal, when we come back from our first break. All right, and welcome back to The Pit Stop. I'm your host, Randy Pettit. That annoying voice that you've heard over and over again at 113 racetracks across the country, most known for my work over at the Madhouse in historic North Wilkesboro Speedway. And folks, my new home, Caraway Speedway, down near Asheboro, North Carolina, and we are proud to host the first appearance of the Smart Tour Modifies to Triad area. That's going to be Sunday afternoon, March the 12th, and we've got the real deal, Riley Neal, who is planning on running the entire Smart Tour this season. He is with us today, along with his father, the former Bowman Gray Stadium champion, Kevin Neal, on the program with us today. I wanted to talk about this terrific young man that Kevin and Lori has raised. One of the cool things that I read about, I was not a part of it, but I want to set the table for it by telling you that I don't like to talk a whole lot about charity work. I've done a lot of it over the years. I was honored to be a part of the Flow Automotive organization for almost 14 years, and our company always gave back to the community in a big way with the United Way. But I had the blessing of our owner, Don Flo, when I wanted to do something a little different myself. I teamed up with a fellow by the name of John Santa Pruitt. He looked just like Santa Claus. I met him at a restaurant down the street from our dealership. We became instant friends, and we were able to raise over $50,000 in a three-year span and deliver toys to a lot of happy kids over at Brenner Children's Hospital in Winston-Salem. And I've also been a part of Santa's Helper, which was founded by a former Wake Forest football player by the name of Chip Reeves all the way back in 1987, and always try to drop in and help that effort. I love giving back to the community. And folks, it just warmed my heart to hear about and to see what Riley Neal, And my friend Mike Queen and some other folks in the Bowman Gray Stadium pit area did to give back to the community. Riley, tell me a little bit about how that got started and how you were part of that holiday spirit back in 2020.
Well, it all started, my mom found out through Mike, and we thought this would be a good idea and be a great opportunity to give back to less fortunate kids that I wouldn't say have as much as I have. I live a great life. I have nice race cars and everything, and I do all the great things. But there's kids that don't get to do that. And when I get to do something like I did with the giving bikes and the toys and stuff, it really makes me feel good inside and know that I made a kid's day on Christmas morning when they get to see their new stuff and then they get to take it outside and play with it.
Did they tell you guys, any of the families, that you were going to be helping? I mean, I grew up in the south side of Winston-Salem. I was a south side boy, and, you know, we didn't have a whole lot sometimes. So it's pretty cool to see, you know, our NASCAR teams over there at Bowman Gray and other folks involved giving back to the community. You know, that's a pretty cool deal, man. Did you have a chance to meet any of those families, or was it pretty much a hush-hush kind of thing?
Well, it was actually to an orphanage, to the Masonic Lodge, so we didn't really get to meet anybody but Mike, and he was dispersing it and everything, so it was all the kids getting the stuff through there.
So an orphanage, that's pretty cool, man, because, you know, about the only thing worse than not having a whole lot for Christmas would be to not have your parents around and not have a whole lot for Christmas, so that's a pretty cool thing that you guys did. You know, we have a lot of kids that come to Bowman Gray, and man, that's the biggest thing that I miss about being over there, is all the kids and the teenagers. Man, they just made that place, is already pretty cool. They just took it to a whole nother level. And I imagine that you probably got quite a few of those young people that have gotten behind you because you are such a young guy.
Well, it definitely drives me a lot harder to be better. And just to, when we get done with the races and all the fans come down, when all the little kids want pictures and want shirts and cards, and it makes me feel special because I'm a nobody from Walkertown. So when they see me and think of me as somebody and they look up to me, it really makes me feel good and feel like I've accomplished something.
Well, Kevin Neal, I wanted you to correct all the folks that may have a misunderstanding about your relationship, how you're related to Tommy Neal. Explain to everybody what's the relation there, and do you claim him?
So, first of all, I do not claim him. Second of all, he is my uncle. It is, my dad was the oldest of three kids. Tommy was a baby, so he's obviously my uncle. But we've had a great relationship all through the years. He's looked after me and wiped my butt and changed my diapers when I was a baby. And I think that built our relationship as we grew older. He's just really been a great guy and a great influence to me in my racing, and obviously to Riley in his racing. And I also want to throw in, thank you for everything you've done previously, for all your donations and everything to the, whatever you donated to the, you know, I just really appreciate that. When you don't, people don't got nothing and you know, they ain't got nothing. And you wake up with stuff in the morning and they ain't got nothing, like, we don't have to live that life. And when you think about that, you know, racing becomes to the side. Like, some people's lives and livelihood is more important than racing. So thank you for all that you've done previously for that.
Well, you know, I was just a big cheerleader and I was kind of the spearheaded those projects and was part of them. But you know, I have to thank all my Flow Automotive customers and all my racing family and friends. They were the ones that actually gave the toys and the money to make it happen. And I was just a guy out front, you know, making sure it went from A to B. And man, it was quite a joy to be a part of that. And if folks are looking for something to do in your race fan, you know, maybe toward that last race of the season, they might want to go and talk to Mike Queen, who has been a big part of the pit area at Bowman Gray Stadium and a winning driver over there in two or three divisions, if I remember correctly. And of course, talk to the Neal family, and they'd be happy to get you involved with that effort. So Tommy the Tiger Neal, your uncle, and I believe Kevin, your dad raced over there a little bit, did he not?
He did. He ran four cylinders, short lived, a couple races. I think it was back in the late 90s. He ran a couple races in the four cylinder. The biggest question I got for you, Randy, is I'm curious, why did you leave the Madhouse? We miss you. We love you. Why did you leave?
Man, I had a feeling that was coming. All right. I'm going to go ahead and expound on why I left Bowman Gray Stadium for a moment. And I hate to take up your interview time, but you asked me, so I'm going to answer your question because you and I are friends, and I know a lot of people are still curious why. So number one thing, when your fun job is no longer fun, it's time to go. That was really the biggest reason. Secondarily, Bowman Gray Stadium is a family-owned business, and it is a business. For me, it was a fun job. For them, it's a business. And sometime, my fun got in the way of their business, and that was just always a little bit of a friction there, and I always tried to not get too carried away with it, but I felt like my job, as I went on through the years, based on what the fans liked, was to get that crowd pumping and have fun. And sometimes the fun would get in the way of business. So let's just kind of leave it at that. Thirdly, like any relationship, when you're with somebody a long time, there reaches a point where you start to get on each other's nerves a little bit, maybe. And I think we were absolutely there. If you recall, Kevin, I was out with COVID in June of 2022, okay? I was out with COVID. I had never missed a Bowman Gray Stadium race when I was working there in any capacity. I flagged there. I worked upstairs answering the phone, kept up with the points. And, of course, I was the announcer there for almost 15 years total. Never missed a race, except when I got COVID in June of 2022. I was out for two races. And like a lot of folks that dealt with that, they understand I was pretty sick, man. I was laid up in the bed for days on end and maybe the sickest I'd been in my life. During that time when I was laid up with COVID, I had a dream, okay? I had that dream not one night, not two nights, but I had it three nights in a row, okay? When you have a dream three nights in a row, it kind of gets your attention. And I don't want anybody to think I'm nut, because they probably already think that anyway. But I'm dead serious when I tell you that dream felt very real. And I'm going to tell you what that dream was, okay? I am in Victory Lane at Bowman Gray Stadium. You guys both have been there. I was there for Riley's first win there. I'm doing the driver interview. With the Flow Racing television covers, we had to turn around and face the grandstands in the tower. So we turn around, we're doing the interview. I don't remember in the dream who I was talking to, but I distinctly remember out of the corner of my right eye, I saw someone stand up in the beer garden area and pull out a weapon, and they started firing. And yeah, and I got hit every night for three nights in a row. I got hit. I woke up gasping for air. And I'm going to tell you, man, when something like that happens, it really gets your attention. And, you know, it felt so real because when I was a young man, I almost drowned. And Kevin and Riley, I'm going to tell you, it's a horrible feeling when you feel like you're almost going to get your last breath of air. And I felt that three nights in a row. And that was in the back of my mind when I came back to Bowman Gray Stadium for the last two races. And, you know, through a series of unfortunate events, as they say in the movies, I reached a conclusion where it was time to go. And I'm your witness tonight to tell you that I hope nothing like that ever happens at Bowman Gray. And, you know, I hated to go, but I had to go, man. It was just a feeling I had deep down in my soul that I had to get out of there. It was time to go. And I sincerely miss all the fans, all the drivers, all the sponsors, and my Bowman Gray family. And I'm very appreciative of all the great years I had there. But, I doubt I'll ever go back, man. And that, I hate to say that, but that's just the way it is. So now you know.
Well, if it means anything to you, I speak for all the drivers in the pit area. We all love you. We all appreciate you. And we miss you dearly. You are one of the best that has come through our pits.
Well, man, I really appreciate that. And, you know, I have so many great friends over there. And the only thing I can say is I miss you guys, too. I love you guys, too. And I'm down at Caraway Speedway now. That's my home track. And I've got a new family there. And I look forward to having the real deal, Riley Neal, in that Smart Tour Modified on Sunday afternoon, March the 12th. And I hope all the fans will come down. And I hope folks will keep listening to this program, The Pit Stop, on Live Local Radio. Find us on the podcast. And until the next time we see you at the track, I'm your host, Randy Pettit, and we'll see you then.